Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get a look at what's trending. 6:23 is the time on this Wednesday morning.
Good day for Jessica Pegula, daughter of the owners of the Sabres and the Bills, back in the semifinals as a tennis major doing their thing, defeating Barbora Krejcikova in the U.S. Open on Tuesday. Jessica Pegula broke through her quarterfinal wall at the U.S. Open, and it's a big deal with that big win and moves on in the tournament. You know what the Labubu dolls are, right? Very trendy. Got to get them online. Pop Mart's got them. Then there's the knockoffs known as LaFoufous. There was a custom and border protection agent in Seattle announcing the interception of a whole bunch of LaFoufou dolls, counterfeit LaFoufous. These are the knockoff Labubu dolls. With this haul, and I think it was over 11,000 of these dolls, about $500,000 worth of these knockoff collectible figures. They're created in Hong Kong by a company for their, they've got this ugly, cute thing going on. They're kind of cute, adorable, but they're little monsters. The seized items were clearly knockoffs. The guy is pointing out, well, this is wrong. That's wrong. This is not the real thing, but that's a big chunk of money worth about over $500,000. That's from Customs Border Protection in Seattle. Cardi B is in the news, found not liable for assault in a civil case. This involves a security guard. So the singer, rapper, Cardi B, not liable in the civil case. Former security guard brought it forward. The guard alleged that Cardi B hit her, scratched her face, and spat on her at a Beverly Hills medical office back in 2018, causing facial injuries that required plastic surgery. Well, Cardi B denied the allegations, stating she did not touch this person in any way. The jury deliberated for less than an hour before delivering the verdict.
Did
not
you
liable.
See the testimony of Cardi B on the stand?
I did.
It was the funniest thing because Cardi B did not change who she was at all on the stand and spoke her truth and did
in
not
her
mince,
voice
in her voice and did not mince words. Even when she was being cross-examined, they were like, excuse me. And I'll summarize in a different way. She would be like, I am not going to let somebody rip me off or sue me. I'm standing up to each and every person that does that. Pretty much. She said it way different. But it was just so funny. I just was like, that
in her
takes,
own words.
I was
well, Cardi
so,
B's got a style of speaking that if,
she
if you have picked up a phone in the last 7 years, you probably have come across Cardi B speaking her truth.
Oh, she was speaking her truth.
Yep.
Right in front of the jury, in front of the security guard that was alleging all of this.
You've seen
hysterical.
When someone like celeb rapper,
so
whatever,
funny.
Is in a courtroom and all of a sudden they're all buttoned
different.
Up and they speak differently than they're, and you're like, ah,
yeah, not
here.
Cardi B.
And then, not Cardi B. Which makes me think that's her authentic self that we see. This isn't a show. This is an act. This is just her.
Yeah.
Love it or not, that's who she is and she was, and she's off the hook for 24 mil. Finally, this morning, the story of the 5-year-old boy who really loves Chick-fil-A. This happened in Florida. Snuck out of his home, through the front gate, barefoot, at 5 years old, walked to the nearby Chick-fil-A. Not like next door, but in the neighborhood, because he was hungry. So his parents were sleepy-sleep. And an employee called the police after the kid showed up by himself barefoot. They bought the boy the breakfast sandwich he wanted, so he didn't have any money on him. They did call police. They arrived, had a chat with the boy, and gave him a ride back to his house to wake up his parents.
Oh, my gosh.
So the boy was asked, do you know what you did was wrong? He kind of knew he was in trouble, asked if he was going to jail. They said no.
Oh,
anyhow, the family gathered with the police officers a few days later to thank them, buying them breakfast at Chick-fil-A. So end of the day, probably a good commercial for Chick-fil-A, good lesson for, I don't know how you keep an eye on kids that are able to get up and walk out.
As parents, you sleep with one eye open now. It's just like, I'm never always amazed that that child was able to do that.
Yeah,
glad he's safe.
He's fine. Sound. He's back home. He got the meal he wanted and probably learned a valuable lesson. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:28.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.